The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
A lot of people get engaged to be married today because it's Valentine's Day. But is marriage a true celebration of love, or is it the putting on of the shackles to ruin your life? Larissa Nolan is our first guest, who, when she was 6 years of age, made her dad's co-sign a piece of paper vowing that she would never get married. And you stuck to it.
I have. I know it's an unusual position, Matt, because I'm actually actively against marriage. Like, so for a long time, I've decided that I do not want to get married and I will not get married ever. So I know that's an unusual position. And I know that most normal people, let's say, wouldn't have that thought. But I think for me, it just always represented a sacrificing of your own independent identity and a loss of freedom and kind of tying yourself, you know, not being with somebody because you choose to be with them, but being with someone because you're shackled to them because of state enforced monogamy that you've entered into. So that just wouldn't be for me.
Had you ever been tempted to change your mind along the way? Did you ever meet somebody that special, someone who you thought, whatever I might have decided as a six-year-old, I've changed my mind now?
I've met plenty of special someones, but I don't want to marry any of them. It doesn't enter my head to do that. I think that for me, it's like, you know, there's a great quote from Simone de Beauvoir where she says that marriage turns what should be spontaneous urge into rights and duties. And I just think, for whatever reason, since I am very young, I've always thought of it, that idea of it as somebody putting you in a box, closing the lid and sitting on it.
And loss of identity.
Yeah, because you then become part of a couple. You know, you often hear people saying things like my other half or my better half. And it actually makes the hackle stand up my back of my neck when I hear that. Because I just think you've now become one of two people and you're no longer a person in yourself.
But is there not more strength and unity in a couple? Do you not have sort of mutual support? Are there not all sorts of benefits that you might not have on your own?
There certainly are. And, you know, when I'm always talking about this, I'm always ensured to say that I've made a lot of sacrifices, a lot of personal sacrifices that I'm happy to make. But no doubt financial support of, you know, doing a lot of things on your own is much more difficult. But just for me personally, and not most people might not choose this, but for me personally, those sacrifices are worth the freedom.
Have you come under pressure from people saying, you should get yourself married?
No, never. No one ever has said that to me. So that's a funny one, because I do see that with other girls, especially around the early 30s age group, this age group where a lot of girls get, you know, there's kind of a sort of a crisis, an existential crisis almost, where they're not married and they get kind of panicky about it. I've never had that, obviously. And I think that we should just ignore that. It's really an establishment thing to keep people together. It's a financial set. For me, it is what it was. Marriage in the beginning was there to put families together, to set up people so that they're financially set up.
And when people personally probably died in their 40s rather than in their 80s.
Yeah. And you see, it came in at a time. Yeah, exactly. When we didn't live, I think that is around the age group, about the 40s. But now you're expected to be faithful to the one person through all these different changes in your life, well past the normal time. And I just really think it's too much pressure for most people. It's not realistic.
Laura Cunningham, editor of Confetti magazine. Are you married?
I'm not.
Okay, what do you make of Larissa's argument?
Well, I suppose as a disclaimer, I know lots of people who aren't married and I think it's absolutely a personal choice. And it's not like I think everybody should be married. I just personally am a fan. I think if you choose to make a lifelong commitment to each other, it's a really beautiful thing. And it is a choice. You know, the state isn't making you do it. So if you do decide to do that, then I think it's really wonderful. I think the wedding itself is a really unique opportunity to celebrate your love, to have everyone you care about in one room showering you with love. The only other time that's ever going to happen to you in your life is probably your funeral. So you might as well enjoy the one you're around for. And
is it worth the rest of your life being committed to somebody just to have the one big day?
Well, absolutely. You're not doing it for the day itself. But I think, you know, now the average age of an Irish bride is 31. So people are getting married a little bit later. So this whole for the rest of your life, it kind of seems so like, you know, doomsday. But I think, you know, if you're making a decision as an adult that this is a person you want to be with for the rest of your life, then wonderful. And you wouldn't do anything if you went into it presuming that you're going to fail.
But Laura, there seem to be more and more people who are making a commitment without making the commitment of marriage. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know whether those commitments as a couple continue without actually having the official status of marriage mm-hmm. attached to it. But why is it becoming that it seems fewer people want to be married?
Well, statistically, that's not the case. There's still 22,000 people have got married in Ireland for the last 3 years. I think it hasn't wavered at all. So people still are getting married. But I think it's become less of a kind of stigma if you don't want to get married. So I think it's just more acceptable not to now. But it's just, the numbers aren't wavering in the people that are getting married.
Lots of comments coming in. You can have couples who support each other without being married, indeed. Another one says, thanks, Larissa. I'm the same as you. I'm with somebody I love, but I don't wish to marry. Unfortunately, my partner doesn't feel the same with the insecurity that comes with it.
Yeah, that's a funny one. Now, I always said to myself, in fact, you're asking me earlier, did I ever consider changing my mind? The only time I would change my mind was if I was with somebody who it was absolutely a huge big deal for them. Now, but I would try and challenge that at every way I could. But if it was a really important thing to the other person, it means so little to me that doing it for that, probably maybe I would, but I'd really have to be it'd really have to be someone who was really really wanted to get married.
And see, words do matter to people. I think, you know, we can say it's just a piece of paper or it's just a word, but, you know, say if I was in a long-term relationship with somebody who refused to call me his girlfriend, I'd have an issue with that. Or if somebody refused to tell me they loved me, you know. So some people do want to kind of put a label on it and be husband and wife. It's the next level. So, you know, it does matter.
People also just want it for the financial security and the future security.
Well, actually, put on your headphones, because we do have somebody here who's going to talk about that. We have a listener who says the state doesn't force you into marriage, but it penalises you if you're not. We have John Lowe, the money doctor, with us. Tell us about the financial benefits of marriage, please, John.
Well, good evening, Matt. Yes, they say love is blind, but marriage is an eye-opener. You know, couples can actually benefit financially by tying the knot in at least four ways. And the first, obviously, is the joint assessment of your incomes. This means any unused allowances, in particular where one is on a higher rate of tax than the other, they can soak up those lower tax rates. As a married man, for instance, if he was on 20 and she was on 40, he can give these unused credits to his wife. As a single person, you're precluded from taking these credits from your partner, male or female. So unmarried couples are treated as single for tax purposes. Inheritance is another good reason. Spouses inherit all assets tax-free on the death of their spouse if a valid will is made and there are no children. If single, the tax-free threshold for a non-related bequest is now $16,250, up to which the tax payable is 33%. And that's, by the way, if the partner firstly has made a will and secondly nominated their partner for a bequest. So, as I say, there's a huge difference. The current threshold for, you know, parent to son or daughter is $320,000, but it's limitless as far as husband and wife are concerned. Married couples also are entitled to certain social welfare benefits or allowances not available to unmarried people in certain circumstances. Example, you can only claim widower's allowances if your husband and wife dies, the same for the widowed parent grant of $6,000. And finally, life cover, health cover, pension entitlements on death can all affect cost and eligibility depending on your status.
Thank you very much, John Lowe, the money doctor. Now, some of the comments coming in from listeners aren't necessarily all kind, Larissa, but I know you've got a thick skin. Crazy cat ladies hate marriage, says one.
I have two cats and I'm pro-marriage.
So here's the thing. People assume you don't have children when you're not married.
Ah, that and actually is one.
Yeah.
Because not that, they're going to know. How old is this lady? I'm referring to you.
Very
and
young.
Has she got children? If not, would she like to have a child? Not that you have to be married to have children, says JK and Dingle.
No, they're right. That's just something people often assume you're not. Can I just make a point as well? I just want to clarify something. When I said that state enforced monogamy, I was saying if you enter voluntarily into this institution of marriage, you are signing up for what is state enforced monogamy. I wasn't saying that the state forces you to get married. But no, it is a thing. People do assume that. But you can do whatever you want. Once you are prepared, if your independence is that important to you, as it is to me, if you're prepared to take all those financial hits and all those emotional and other support system hits, then it's for you. But that's what I'm saying. It's a very unusual choice. I'm aware of that.
Okay, there's some really interesting comments coming in. I always said I didn't want to get married. Eventually, I met someone who I loved dearly and my mind changed instantly. He wasn't a fan of getting married, but he went along with it to keep me happy. And I do sometimes worry that I pushed him into it. And here's a really sad one, actually. Larissa is literally describing my life. I married 6 years ago. My life changed in nearly all ways. My husband's remained resolutely the same as in his single life. Awful fights. He, in the end, had a very archaic view of marriage from a desperate example of his own dad. We're currently separating. It nearly destroyed my life and eroded my confidence. I ended up on antidepressants. If anyone's even a tad unsure, don't get married.
Oh, that's a sad story. And I mean, like, that's the other thing is 50%, approximately 50%, I think, is the global percentage for marriage breakdown. I mean, I know we have a lower level of it here, but there is a stigma around it that makes a lot of people just stay in the dead marriage or the sad marriage. And that's tragic.
Another listener says, marriage is the basis for a family. Family is the foundation of a positive society, one which seems to be cracking in an anti-family country. But we have families of all different kinds.
We
now.
Do, but there's merit.
Even I don't agree with that.
But actually, do you know something? As a person who does it on my own, I will say there is merit in that, absolutely, for, you know, for supports and for security.
Because you are a mother.
For the children. Yeah, I am a mother, so I understand. Yeah, absolutely. You know, a secure family is probably what is the best for all children. I don't know. But just in my own position, I can say that, yeah, I can see the merits in it because I don't have that life.
Okay. Give us another reason to marry, please. We balance this up, Laura.
Well, I suppose, I mean, like I said, if you know, I'm kind of an eternal optimist about these things. I've no idea why, because I'm not married myself. But if you know, like I say, you can't not do anything because you're afraid it's not going to work. And I suppose the presumption is that everyone who is married and their marriage ends, that they regret ever getting married. But that's not always the case.
Yeah, but what about the people who jump into marriage because they feel almost society demands of them that they should be married, or they feel that they're getting to marriage, if they don't get married now, they'll miss out on it and end up in really bad relationships because of it.
I hope that that's going to stop now because people are getting married a little bit later. And like I say, there is less of a stigma about being unmarried by choice now. It's presumed that you were left on the shelf if you're not married a bit, particularly in Ireland. So I hope that that's going to diminish.
Yeah. There's another thing, as I wanted to just say as well, is we have to can't forget that it's the last great patriarchal institution still, when we have, you know, the men propose, the women are given away, the brides wear white wedding dresses to signify virginity.
Not always.
And most people still take their husband's name. So it is actually in this very feminist times, it's still a very strong patriarchal institution that is actually, embraced by feminists.
Of course, mm-hmm. If you're a music critic, you may be aware of this song. I'm not aware. Somebody sent me a video of a Tom Waits song, Better Off Without a Wife. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Larissa Nolan and Laura Cunningham from Confetti Magazine, for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.